It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Lovers of dance will have 4 days to rejoice in Brattleboro as the town hosts the Southern Vermont Dance Festival beginning this Thursday, July 18th. The festival will feature workshops, live music, and dance performances in and around Brattleboro, geared toward both novices and dance professionals. Here to tell us more is the Artistic Executive Director of the Southern Vermont Dance Festival, Brenda Siegel. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Where did this idea come from to have a 4-day celebration of dance in Brattleboro?
Southern Vermont has always had a lot of dance all around the area, and it just hasn't gotten as much attention. And I have always wanted, I've been a dancer here for a long time, and I've always wanted to bring all the dancers in New England to Vermont and really show them how amazing of a place it is for dance.
You know, there are, of course, other multi-day events in Vermont. I'm thinking about the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival and the Green Mountain Film Festival. Have you looked at other models like that in terms of mounting this type of event?
Yeah, we both looked at Wanderlust, the yoga festival that happens in Stratton.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at dance festivals that are actually all around the country and saw how they model it and what changes we want to make to make it. We really wanted to make it accessible to both the professional dancer and the person who just thinks that they would like to dance, has never danced but thinks they would like to try, because it really is that accessible and available for everyone.
So what's been the biggest challenge for you in putting all of this together?
I would say that the biggest challenge has been sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just been making the decisions. I mean, there's so many incredible faculty coming. It's deciding what classes to offer from which faculty when I'd love to be able to offer all of them, because they're just totally amazing. And the performers as well. There's been incredible pieces were submitted, and deciding which performance, which piece is going to be performed where has been a real challenge, because there was so much fantastic stuff offered to the festival.
Well, dance means many things to many people, from classical ballet to hip-hop and jazz-inspired movement. Does the festival have a specific focus, or will all types of dance be represented?
This festival has everything from ballroom to ballet, African dance, jazz, hip-hop. We have an incredible hip-hop person from Decadance Theater in New York coming, Jennifer Weber, and she's teaching breakdance and hip-hop classes, as well as lectures about hip-hop and women in hip-hop.
It sounds like you've got a great roster of performers and dance professionals coming to visit. What kind of backing do you have from the town and local merchants?
We designed the festival because we had, both with Tropical Storm Irene and with the fire at the Brooks House,
mm-hmm.
We designed the festival so that it would also be like with a 50% focus on the revival of our downtown area and our Southern Vermont businesses. So we really wanted to bring everybody to Brattleboro, show them all the amazing stores there are, how wonderful a place it is to settle, great place to visit for families. And merchants have been very excited. A lot of them signed on to have their links, you know, added to our website, so you can find where to shop and where to eat on our website. We've had a lot of local businesses really excited and supportive of us, both in promoting the festival for us and sponsorship as well.
All righty. Well, we will have a link on our website at vpr.net. Brenda Siegel is the Artistic Executive Director of the Southern Vermont Dance Festival. Gets underway on Thursday, July 18th. Brenda Siegel, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.